Welcome back to another episode of Mass Monologues. Today, I have with me a special guest. Her name is Jodi Alina. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into music, and just why you started?
It really started when I was a kid. I just always loved music. Music was always my thing. We used to fool around with, back in the day, with LimeWire, and I can't remember. I think it was like a Movie Maker. We used to make music videos all the time as kids. We just got into that kind of stuff, and it's just something I was into. And I, at one point, I asked my mom if she would buy me a guitar, and she bought me one. And so I started trying to play. I always wanted to do music. I would always sing every single day. After all of these years, I randomly ended up, I was at this, it was called the Cafe on Main Street in downtown Jonesboro in Georgia. And it was a little cafe spot. And we would all go there. It was a college group. It was a Bible study, actually. And I randomly heard somebody saying that they were going to jam out. They were going to bring their guitars. And I was like, hey, can I come? And so I ended up going, and it was funny because I ended up just fooling around, and then the other person left, and then they was like, hey, you're in the band. I was like, what? So I was like, can you play bass? I was like, I don't even know how to play bass. And then they just threw me on bass, and I just learned how to play bass. Pretty much was in a band for over maybe about 10 years, I think. And now I've started singing. Not to cut you off, but I actually started off singing as a kid, just a cappella. I was a cappella all the time. And I always wrote, and I was always write stuff. Me and my sister, I remember a long time ago, well, we were probably like 8 or 9 or 10. We would write songs, and it would just be a cappella, and we would sing them together and dance and stuff. And so we started off making our own little
musical family, or what encouraged you to just playing around and fooling around making songs, and then you thought, hey, I might like to go more into music, and then you started pursuing it once you joined that band and started playing guitar?
I don't really have many family that's into music, like, in, but my Uncle Tony, he was in a music, in a song, in a music video, rapping. And it's, you can find it on YouTube. It's the first thing that pops up, the Atlanta Madness music video.
So when you started writing music or joined the band, what genre was the band in? And how was the experience? Like, you just started off not knowing how to play a bass, and then all of a sudden you're told, hey, you're going to be the bass. How did you transition into that? Were there friends who helped you learn how to play the bass or taught you the ropes?
Genres. I would say I've done a lot of different kind of genres. So I've done indie, alternative, punk, rock, metal. I think it went differently with this song, and I really like it. So I'm really excited for this song to come out.
What's it about, or what genre is it in?
It was an acoustic song that me and a friend did, me and Peter. And it's, I don't know.
Is there a backstory? Yeah. Or how did
I'm still waiting to hear it. So, yeah, it took a huge turn whenever we were in the studio, and I just thought that it's going to be really good.
Can you tell me about recording in the studio? What's it like to record vocals or record instruments? I don't know how you go about your recording process.
Yeah, a little soundproof area. You go in and they have everything and everything you need. I don't know. Being in the studio, I can't say it's addicting.
Do you usually do vocals on your songs?
Yes, I do.
How do you record vocals with emotions in it?
You got to really get into the song.
Do any jumping jacks? I know some singers do like jumping jacks, or they do like cardios, or they take a break, drink some water. They have some sort of tea that they drink. Do you do any of that, or do you just stick to getting into the song and the motions?
Whenever I'm at home, I get on my treadmill and I'll just start singing while I'm walking on the treadmill. Yeah. So that's one thing I do.
Are there any, do you work with a music producer when you're in the studio, and then does he or she give you feedback while you're recording the vocals?
Yeah, they do.
And how's it taking their input? And I guess, how do you know how to, are you ever on the same page, or how do you know how to get the vocals that the song needs?
What he said. We're right here, actually, get ready to work on some music.
What song are you guys working on?
Man, there's multiple of them. Yeah, there's a good.
We got the music. We're going to write the lyrics.
How do you go about writing your songs? Do you just think of a song idea, or how do you write lyrics? Do you start from the chorus, or is it from the verse? Is it different every time?
Yeah, I agree with that. It is different every time.
You might listen to a melody. It might be just the something in your head, and you just start with that, and you work off of it.
Yeah. And sometimes you can write something, you just, depending on the way you're feeling, it'll just flow. Is that sometimes you got writer's block and you can't write nothing, and it gets challenging because it puts you at a standstill for a minute.
Yeah, I know. What do you do when you have writer's block? Do you usually just go and just leave it for a while, come back to it, or do you just try to stay there and think or sing until something comes up?
Well, really, I have help from the people I'm writing the music for. So it's difficult at times, but then other times it flows so perfectly, and then you come up with these amazing hits that just, it's just wild.
It seems as though writing a song is more of an event with a lot of music producers and involves a lot of collaboration for you. Is that how you normally write your songs?
But it just depends, really, because it changes a lot. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I do like it, because most of the greatest songs are spontaneous.
And so what songs are you working on right now? Because you're saying that you have a couple of songs that are going to be released. Can you tell us about, you were saying there was an acoustic song that you're writing. Have you written upbeat songs or country songs? Or can you tell me more about some of the songs you've written?
Yeah, we've written a lot of different kind of songs, Christian rock, country, Southern rock. We wrote this song that was real bluesy.
And when you write your songs, do you record the guitars and all your instruments into your DAW, or do you use VST plugins, instruments that are already built in to the software, or do you record them organically?
Yeah, they're all recorded organically.
And do you notice that it gives the song a lively feel or human quality?
Yes, it does.
And so do you ever, how do you go about recording all those instruments? Is it just different band members and then you guys go into the studio and record them one at a time or all at the same time?
Sometimes you can run through it all together, and then other times you do it separately. It works both ways.
Why do you prefer?
I prefer track by track, okay. In my opinion. More elated out.
I guess you can be more focused on the technique of the instrument that you're playing yourself instead of having to listen to what everybody else is doing as well.
Yeah, what he said.
Can you tell me about when you were younger, you started singing with your sister. Did you guys ever write songs when you were that young and just write them down and play them on a guitar or the piano? Or did you just do one?
When we were that young, they had a drum set, and we came up with a song. It was just funny because all we had was the drums and our vocals. That was it.
And when you guys wrote songs with drums, did you ever think about adding more instruments to it? Or when was the first time you wrote a song?
I ended up, whenever I got my first guitar, which I think was at age 12. Yeah, it was age 12. I got my first guitar. And then I ended up getting another one. So I had an acoustic and electric. And I just started just playing around on the guitar as a kid, just don't know what I'm doing. And it's just funny seeing how far things went.
And how long do you usually sing every day? Or you play your guitar, practice guitar every day? Or do you do it every week? Do you have a schedule for yourself?
Right now, I took a hiatus from playing instruments because I've been doing it for a while. And now I want to do the vocals. So now I've been just singing.
Do you have any advice for other musicians out there who want to start recording their own songs or start writing? Would you have any tips and tricks?
Yes. If I would have done everything sooner, instead of waiting, don't wait. That's the advice. Don't wait. Do it now. Wait.
What do you think kept you from starting music or recording your own songs right then and there?
It was a lot of life's events, but if I would have looked at life differently, if I could look at it differently back then, I would have released the music way sooner. Everything happens. My advice is don't wait. Go for your dreams.
Do you write songs about your experiences or your life or what you've been through?
Yes, I do.
And do you find that helps you work through your emotions or what's going on?
Yeah, it helps. It really does. And actually Kristen too, because we used to go to the spoken word thing. I love writing. So I was writing poetry all the time. And we would go to, it was the Joy Lake Eatery in Forest Park, Georgia. We would always go over there and do spoken word. Mm-hmm. And my brother Chris, he's just stood out in front of everybody. He's 6'8", super tall. We would always just go there together and perform our poetry at spoken word. And I remember I was 16 at that time. I'm 30 now.
And how did that change you pursuing your music and your writing? Was there anyone you saw there speaking a poem, or how did that connect with you?
Me, my brothers, two of them, Chris and my brother John, they were into writing rap music. So they would write raps all day long. And so it all ties in because I'm really into a lot of mixed genres. Like, I love new metal. I love everything.
And so when did your brothers influence you to do poetry and a lot of your writing because you saw them doing it and you thought, hey, I can do this as well?
Yeah, it did inspire me because my brother is the one who got me going to the spoken word thing. Mm-hmm. And it really got me into writing. So I started writing a lot more. And we were just doing it like, I think it was every Friday night. So that was something we did every week. Mm-hmm. And it was cool.
Did you meet a lot of your friends there? And were you able to learn from other people who were doing spoken word poems and then tie that into music as well?
Yeah. Everybody had a lot of deep things they performed on the stage. It really hit the heart. And there was a lot of people there too.
Mm-hmm. Was it ever nerve-wracking for you to perform in front of a lot of people? Or are you one comfortable just in center stage?
Okay, so I went to this in high school. We had this talent show. And I was singing. It was my very first time singing on stage in front of a crowd. And let me tell you, there was a big crowd. The whole room was filled. And it was a talent show for my school. And I remember there was two times I did it. So it's hard for me to remember which one was which. But one time somebody playing keyboard and the other time somebody had backing tracks and they were playing the guitar. One of them, I was so nervous, like singing in front of all these people. It was nerve-wracking. I was like, oh my God, there are so many people out here. I closed my eyes and just sung the song. I couldn't even open my eyes. It was so nerve-wracking. It was so embarrassing. And it was just, it was one of the moments, but it was so fun. It's so funny because I won first place.
Yes. Do you find that just closing your eyes and zoning out helped you to concentrate on singing? instead of everybody else who was there?
Yeah, it helped me focus. That was a lot of people.
Yes.
So it's funny because now I'm like, I play bass on stage in front of people. And I say now, and it's not like the first time.
You get
the first time was like, whoa.
Have any tips for singers out there who might have stage fright or who just have never performed on stage before?
I prayed. After all that, I just prayed. And as soon as I got up on the stage, I wasn't nervous.
Yes. It's funny how once you get over that bump or that curve, the first time you do it, it's going to be a disaster. But then you do it again, and then you do it again, and then suddenly it's almost like you're a professional.
So I'm about to start releasing some music. And you know, there's a whole album that's going to end up being dropped. Just throwing that one out there.
Yes.
But I have a song that's about to drop too, which...
Yes. Can you tell us about where we can check out your music or where we can find your album and your songs?
You can find it on music, Spotify, iTunes, pretty much all the platforms.
And do you have a certain, is it just Jody, Jody, or what's your artist name?
Jody Alina.
Do you have a website or just the Spotify and the streaming platforms?
Do I have the...
A website. Do you have a website where you showcase your work?
Oh, no. I don't have a website.
Okay. So if our listeners want to go check you out, they can go to your Spotify and your streaming platforms and just find and listen to your music?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's wonderful. No, it's been amazing talking to you and just hearing your story, how it started off as a young kid with your sister, just singing songs, and then you joined a band as you grew older. It's been wonderful. Okay, so with that, I'm going to wrap up this podcast episode, and thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.